Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. How can you start to live joyfully right now, today on Made for Glory? All over the internet these days, people are promising quick tips on how to lose weight, how to organize your life, how to declutter your house, how to get rid of stress, how to be happy. And it really comes down to a very important, very short, and powerful word of joy. How do you find joy in the midst of your daily life? How can you find joy that transcends difficulties and struggles and pains and hurts? And I think that draws us back when we look at the Bible to a really important line that Jesus shares in John chapter 15. Where he says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete, may be full. You might have the fullest of joy." And so when we hear that from Jesus, if you're anything like me, it piques your interest. Like, I want more. I want what he's sharing. I want what Jesus is talking about there. And so right before that line, I think is kind of one of the secrets, if you will, that Jesus shares with us of how to be joyful. He says, "By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." So first and foremost, if we want our lives to be joyful, Jesus is sharing that our lives have to be fruitful. They have to impact other people's lives. That you have, as disciples, followers of Jesus who make other disciples. So if you're a follower of Jesus, if you're someone who believes in the Lord, then to think about, how is your faith having an impact on other people? Is it being fruitful? Are more people coming to know the Lord because of your witness? And then Jesus continues, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love." So that's another one of these keys to joy that Jesus shares with us right there in John's gospel, that the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves you, that and you're called to abide, to stay in that love. And I think one of the ways that we do that in particular is through prayer. Do we cultivate time each day where we're simply existing in the love and delight of God the Father? One of my favorite places to pray is in the Adoration Chapel. We have Eucharistic adoration at our church. You can go to any church, any Catholic church, and they have a tabernacle there. Jesus is present there. Just to sit in the Lord's presence and to abide in his love. That, to me, is one of the great keys for joy. One of the reasons why we're not joyful is because we oftentimes don't take the time to abide in God's love for us. And then Jesus says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." So maybe the last of Jesus' tips for joy for us today from John chapter 15 is to look at those commandments that Jesus has given us of loving God, loving our neighbor, the Ten Commandments, those ways of living that path of life, and say, which of those am I maybe not living? Which of those have I been sinning against? Can I repent of those sins? Can I turn back to the Lord and seek to follow his will? And as I follow his commandments, then I begin to live in that path and in that life that he has for me. And then we'll experience what Jesus says to us at the end of this, in verse 11, "These things I've spoken to you," all those things that we listed, "that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.